Dr. Dexter's office, this is Eve. How can I help you?
Hi, Eve. It's Alfonso from the Bank of Cardiff. Is Dr. Dexter in or an office manager?
She is in with a patient, and we don't have an office manager. She is the owner and boss lady.
Well, she's in charge of the whole business.
We all answer to her. And she's actually in with patients right now. Did you want to leave a number for her? I can have her call you back.
Yeah, can I leave my information with you?
Absolutely.
Cool. And then your name was Eve?
Yes.
Eve, okay. Yeah, just let me know when you're ready, Eve.
Whenever you're ready, go ahead.
Alrighty. My name's Alfonso Garza. And then, G-A-R-Z-A. And then it's 858-252-1487.
Okay, do you have an extension?
No, that actually goes straight to my office. And then I'm with the Bank of Cardiff. And it's C-A-R-D-I-F-F, like different, like Cardiff. Sorry, okay. It sounds kind of funny over the phone. I spoke with her maybe a couple, I'm not sure how long ago it was now. She told me to kind of just circle back and sometime in September just kind of figure out. I had her pre-approved for some equipment and some capital for the optometrist. Office and see if she had any need either now. Has she spoken of anything along those lines?
Not with me.
Okay. Yeah, she's the boss lady. She handles everything herself. That's crazy. If she's so busy, it's like she handles like the financing, everything for the business?
As far as I know, I come in, I do my job, and I get paid.
And I leave. I come in, I don't say anything, I mind my business.
I will definitely let her. I've got it sitting right here with her messages for this morning. So this way she knows that you called and she can give you a call back today, okay?
Okay, thank you so much, Eve. And then do you have an email maybe for her? I know she's so busy that maybe she wants something on file.
I don't have one right now. I know she's getting ready to start a different one.
Oh, is she skinny? Do you by any chance have one? So maybe when she does have it, you can just forward that to her?
I do, but not for business. It's all for
No, it's okay. Yeah, I just wondered if you had one for your business.
Oh, no.
But if not, then then it's okay.
No, I have one for each of my several children, so this way I can keep up with all their stuff.
Really? So you have one for each of them?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Yeah, don't provide your email for your children. It's like, I'll tell you just because a lot of receptionists, they have like your work email, and we just sometimes forward it to them, and they just feel more comfortable doing it that way. So I was just wanted to just kind of see if that was an option.
Not yet. I just started, so.
Really?
I haven't got that far. Yeah.
How long have you been working there?
4 months.
4 months? How do you like it?
I love it.
Really?
Yeah, she was my optometrist for years before I started working here. So.
Oh, so she's the one that kind of got you the job?
Yeah.
Nice.
She said, hey.
Do you know what kind of equipment does she have there like that helps out? Because I work with a lot of optometrists, and they are looking to maybe buy something that it's called what is that thing called in the back of the eye? The recta or something like that?
The retina?
The retina.
Optic nerve?
Yeah, the retina. They work with something in the back of the eye that kind of helps them. I don't know what they needed the equipment for, but she kind of said something along those lines.
Well, I know she's got like several different machines, and they all look fairly brand new to me. But I'll let her discuss all that stuff with you. I'm not sure what she has or what she needs or how recently she received these because they were here when I came in.
Oh, they were there already?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. And how often, is it busier right now for you or?
It's starting to slow down a little bit because everyone's getting back into school, so.
Exactly. Why is that? I just had that conversation with another receptionist also.
Parents get busy during the summer times and forget that their children need their eyes examined, and then when they go to school, they come home complaining they can't read the board. So then everybody is rushing to get them into the eye doctor's office, and then you can only do it once a year. So if they have insurance, then you can't file it before your 1 year.
So there's a certain time, like during the summer, where they're actually getting checked?
We have a lot of school children that come in, like in August, right before school starts.
Oh, okay. So it's just August, like before school, because these kids need glasses or eyes checked before school starts.
For the most part, yeah.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that. That's cool. All right. Well, yeah, just if you can leave her that information, and then I'll probably just check. When's a good time to check back in and, you know, see if there was any other message?
2 o'clock, because we'll be coming back from lunch then.
Okay.
Shortly after our morning patient, she's pretty ready to go get something to eat.
Kind of
run out the door, and then I come back in shortly before 2 o'clock, and she comes back in, like, right at 2.
Uh-huh.
Our next patient comes in.
Oh, so right after you.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I'll follow up with you, Eve. You know, just kind of see if she had any needs. If not, just a good time down the line where she might, you know, just kind of has any plans or anything like that. I'd love to help her out.
All right. I will give her the message.
Cool. Thank you so much, Eve. You have a great
day,
okay?
Have a great day, Alfonso.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.